Imagine yourself in boiling water, not literally, but metaphorically. Life's challenges are heating up around you, pressure is mounting, and you're feeling the burn. What happens next depends entirely on you. This is the central premise of The Coffee Bean, a deceptively simple yet profound fable that has transformed lives across boardrooms, classrooms, prisons, and athletic fields. The story follows Abe, a once confident high school student now drowning under academic pressure, family expectations, and personal setbacks. His grades have plummeted, his confidence shattered, and he's considering quitting the football team where he once thrived. That's when Mr. Jackson, a science teacher with unconventional wisdom, steps in with an experiment that would change everything. Mr. Jackson sets up 3 pots of boiling water and demonstrates what happens when different objects face identical challenging environments. First, he places a carrot, initially firm and strong, into the water. After boiling, it emerges soft and mushy, having lost its strength. Next goes an egg, naturally fragile with its liquid interior. The boiling water transforms it too, hardening it throughout. Finally, he adds coffee beans to the 3rd pot. Unlike the carrot or egg that were fundamentally altered by their environment, the coffee beans transform the water itself, creating something entirely new and beneficial, a rich, aromatic brew. Life is like boiling water, Mr. Jackson explains. When adversity heats up around you, you have 3 choices. You can let it weaken you like the carrot, harden you like the egg, or transform both yourself and your environment like the coffee bean. This metaphor isn't just about resilience, it's about transformative power. It's about using challenges as catalysts for positive change that benefits both ourselves and those around us. When we face our boiling water moments, whether relationship failures, career setbacks, or personal losses, we always have a choice in how we respond. Inspired by Mr. Jackson's lesson, Abe embraces the coffee bean philosophy when his football team faces their championship game as underdogs. He shares the story with his teammates, transforming their fear of failure into excitement about the opportunity ahead. When Abe suffers a severe knee injury during the game, he turns this setback into an opportunity for growth. During his rehabilitation, he establishes a coffee bean club at school, starting with just 5 students facing their own challenges. The club grows organically, reading to elementary students, writing encouraging notes, and sharing transformation stories on social media. Within 2 months, membership expands to 50 students, launching Transform Tuesday events and peer mentoring programs. Their efforts reshape the school's culture, demonstrating how personal transformation naturally extends to changing one's environment and inspiring others. At a prestigious service academy, Abe's coffee bean philosophy faces its greatest test. In this deliberately challenging environment, many cadets respond like carrots, wilting and dropping out, while others become like eggs, hardening emotionally to survive. Abe chooses to be a coffee bean, actively transforming his experience. He creates study groups and supports struggling classmates during grueling training. During late-night conversations with cadets considering quitting, he shares the coffee bean philosophy, giving them a framework to understand their responses to pressure. As word spreads, dropout rates decrease, and cadets begin supporting each other rather than focusing solely on survival. In military service, Abe faces physical danger and moral challenges that deepen his understanding of the philosophy. Leading soldiers in high-stress environments, he confronts fear in its rawest form. He realizes fear isn't the enemy, it's natural. The difference, he tells his troops, is love. Fear focuses on self-preservation. Love focuses on the mission and the people around you. When you act from love rather than fear, you transform not just yourself, but everyone around you. After military service, Abe builds a successful civilian life, married to his high school sweetheart. His commitment to the coffee bean philosophy serves him well, until life tests his resolve. As career and family life settle in, complacency follows. When an economic downturn hits his sales numbers, financial pressure affects his behavior. He grows irritable with his wife, impatient with his children, and withdraws emotionally, spending evenings in front of the television instead of with family. Despite years of teaching the coffee bean philosophy, Abe forgets its lessons. He reacts like a carrot, weakened by financial stress, and an egg, hardening emotionally against his loved ones. One morning over coffee, Abe realizes he's forgotten to be a coffee bean. That evening, he shares Mr. Jackson's story with his family, admitting his missteps. His family responds with forgiveness and understanding. This reveals a crucial truth. The coffee bean philosophy requires constant renewal. Transformation isn't a single event, but an ongoing process of recognition, choice, and action, especially during life's toughest moments. With his commitment renewed, Abe approaches work challenges with fresh perspective. While colleagues complain about declining sales and blame external factors, Abe focuses on finding solutions. His transformed approach yields results, leading to promotions that allow him to implement the coffee bean philosophy on a larger scale. As he rises to leadership positions, he creates a culture where problems are viewed as opportunities rather than obstacles. He encourages innovation and adaptation rather than rigid adherence to established practices. At a pivotal national sales meeting during a difficult quarter, Abe centers his presentation around the coffee bean metaphor, complete with an actual demonstration using carrots, eggs, and coffee beans. The simplicity and power of the metaphor resonates throughout the company, becoming a shared language for discussing challenges. While competitors fail during the economic downturn, Abe's company thrives by transforming its approach to the market. This illustrates how the coffee bean philosophy can scale from individual to organization, showing that transformation at the collective level begins with individual choices but requires shared language and commitment to create lasting cultural change. As Abe enters middle age, he finds his greatest fulfillment in sharing the coffee bean philosophy with others. He leaves his executive role to dedicate himself to speaking engagements, workshops, and writing. Rather than measuring success through metrics, he collects stories of transformation, from struggling students finding purpose to organizations successfully navigating change. In his later years, Abe makes a habit of sitting on a park bench, connecting with passersby. When a discouraged young basketball player joins him one day, Abe shares the coffee bean story, just as Mr. Jackson had shared it with him years before. Watching the young man leave with renewed purpose, Abe knows the philosophy will live on, as each person who embraces it becomes a teacher to others. Our greatest legacy lies not in personal achievements, but in empowering others to transform their lives. When facing your next boiling water moment, remember you have a choice. Weaken like a carrot, harden like an egg, or transform your environment like a coffee bean. This choice determines both who you become and your impact on the world.